Robert Jenrick believes emergency legislation doesn't go far enough to stop people trying to enter the UK via small boats. Boris Johnson's facing another day of questions into how he handled the coronavirus pandemic during his time as Prime Minister. The then PM is appearing before the COVID inquiry shortly. Yesterday, he admitted he should have twigged much sooner about the threat the illness posed. Rivka Gottlieb from the group COVID-19 Bereaved Families for Justice UK lost her dad Michael during lockdown.
If he really wants to do the right thing, he should be getting into the detail and not trying to cover himself. I really think that somebody like him should not be allowed to run for public office again. I think he's shown us that he's a very, very dangerous man in leadership.
Israel's military says the leader of Hamas is hiding underground and that they're on a mission to kill him. Aid agencies say the ground offensive has prevented them from delivering food, water and other supplies. It's something that concerns Defence Secretary Grant Shapps, who's in the West Bank.
What the world needs to do is get a lot more aid to people who are, in many cases, innocent in this, caught up in Hamas, caught up in the Israeli action. And as human beings, and particularly as the United Kingdom, what we want to do is help.
Three people have been shot dead at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. Police say the suspect was also found dead at the scene. The average UK house price rose by 0.5% in November, which is just under £1,400. The typical property now costs close to £284,000. And it seems cash is making a comeback. Figures from the British Retail Consortium reveal payments with coins and notes rose last year for the first time in a decade. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, a very good morning. Let's have a look and see what's happening with the weather today. All right, top temperature is going to be 7 degrees. Heavy rain and a moderate breeze for today. It might start raining a little bit later on, probably about 3 o'clock, and then into the evening.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1 o'clock. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next couple of hours. So look forward to, having a little bit of a, bit of a joke, a bit of a laugh, new music, playing out a track by Ashley Slater. That's the first play today, and also Adam Wed as well. So got brand new tracks coming out. Looking forward to playing both those. And there's a lovely picture of Bob Simpson wearing a Santa's outfit. Very good, Santa. Oh dear, not sitting on your knee. That is the one and only Bob Simpson. So let me know what you're up to today. You can get in contact with the show. Eat My Brunch is across socials on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And you can also send me some voice notes as well if you want to. Very good morning to Martin as well. Thanks for yesterday's guest, George Bone. That interview will be up online a little bit later this evening. Took a little bit more time to edit, but if you were listening yesterday, wow, what a live performance that was. We're going to start off, in fact, with George Bone and his track Valencia, which is now on our A-list. And you can see him at the Voodoo Lounge, which is in Chelmsford on the 22nd, just before Christmas. That'd be a nice one. Friday, 22nd, nice and busy. Get out and get to see some live music. Completely free to go in as well, so that's a good one. I don't know, my voice is a bit plush this morning. I don't know why. I seem to have gone rather plush. I didn't sound like myself this morning. I sound very marked for some reason. I don't know why that is. I had a great afternoon yesterday in the studio with Ed. That was good fun, doing a little bit of recording. And then for dinner last night, I have to say, I really want some ribs that fall off the bone. And I had these ones that are like the supermarket ones. They were all right, but they're not like the ones I see on the YouTube channels where people go over to Texas and they do the barbecues and the meat fall. Oh, looks delicious. Excuse me. It doesn't look anything like that. So I don't know. I really want anyone can recommend a place that does really good barbecue spare ribs with beautiful sauce and the meat falls off the bone. Is there anywhere like that in Brentwood? I really would like some like Cajun kind of food as well. I don't think there's anywhere in Brentwood, does it? Let me know if you do know. Get in contact at radio@phoenixfm.com or find me on Facebook at Eat My Brunch. I'm always thinking about food. It's quite good, actually. The show is called Eat My Brunch. I just think about food. Now, on the desk, Andy Gilson has been in, I can see, because there is a delicious selection of chocolates to fatten us all up, including my favourite, because there's a Twix in there, little Twix fingers. They are my favourites. There are other things available as well. Yeah, I washed my hair this morning before I came out as well, because I think it's one of those days where I thought I can't leave it another day. Also because I put a blue rinse on it and my hair is basically grey with blue tinges. It's horrible. I need to get my roots sorted out. There's a picture of me from yesterday with George Bone and also with Martin, and I was leaning over and my roots and my hair, awful. I'm embarrassing. I have to colour that one in. Anyway, let's kick off with the show. We're going to kick off with George Bone with Valencia, and yeah, this is an excellent track on our A-list.
Dreaming days for two, I wish I'd fallen in love, cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone, I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go,
I'm not afraid to die.
it's Oasis. This is Whatever.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Right, this is T Green. I'm going to be chatting to him next week as well. This is his version of That's the Way I Like It. And also, Casey and the Shunt Sunshine Band love it too. Here he is, T Green. It's also been a USA dance chart number one.
We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Get up.
Boy George, My Sweet Lord, that's his version. I really like that, actually. George Harrison, being the original writer of that track. I just managed to scoff a couple of the items that were brought in by Andy Gilson. Actually... I've got a thing about chocolate at the moment. I used to be quite good with not really worrying too much about chocolate. And just over the, I think in the last year, I just absolutely love chocolate. I blame it on hormones, basically. That's the issue. And it's also, I think chocolate is the, it melts at the precise heat of your gob. It's something technical like that. Don't ask me. But that's what I read. That's why we like chocolate. And we like the sensation of chocolate. There are some people, weird people out there, that don't like chocolate. Now, I do like plain chocolate. I will eat plain chocolate. I don't like milk chocolate because that is the work of the devil. You know, quite frankly, it's not for me. I don't mind it in a Kinder egg. Now, they're still exciting to me, a Kinder egg, although I basically can't see very well without my glasses, so I've got no chance of making any toys, and my dexterity is not... not too good, and I've got fake nails, so that doesn't help. But yeah, white chocolate. Mm. It used to be the Milky Bar Kid, wasn't it? When I was a kid, that's like the Milky Bars are on me, and I'd be like, horrible. No, I don't know what it is. It's not, because it's not actually, it's not chocolate, is it? It's basically fat and milk, which I know is in chocolate, but it just, it's got the cocoa. That's the bit. That's the bit that I like. Right. Let's carry on with some music. I don't know, I'm all at 10 to 2 today. Is that the right way? Is that the right description? I'm all over the place today. I don't know why. I washed my hair this morning. My bath at the moment, I need to find a plumber. I'm getting a new bathroom, hopefully in January, February next year. But at the moment, there's sludge in the tank. So I need a plumber, because the level of water that's coming out of the tap, it takes about an hour to fill the bath. And if I don't wash my hair, the shower is literally, there's a drip that comes out. So this morning I had to fill the bath. I started the bath at 7 o'clock this morning, jumped in the bath. I'm sorry to give you this image. Then had to lay down in the bath to wash my hair. Old fashioned style. And then had to try and rinse off the conditioner, which took about 8 minutes. That's how the water isn't flowing at all. So I've got to find. It's apparently a common problem, getting sludge in your tank. That's a common problem. It's called sludge in your tank. I'm sorry, that's what it's called. Here's Bananarama, and they're not sluggish at all. Sluggish. So I said sluggish. Brand new one. This is called Feel the Love. One is going out to Natasha in the Chicken and Frog bookshop. I just have to give myself a laugh. Hold on. I've driven past some, on the way in, I drive past some, there's loads of new developments going up. Do you know what? I'm not sure if this is the one I'm going past in the morning. I got a horrible fit. I thought they were building flats. And I thought, I wonder how much the flats are there. Or the houses. So these are on, these properties are coming up on Eagle Way. I didn't know that. I just thought, oh, we'll have a look. End of Terrace. Do you know how much they are? Private gated development, if you want to live on Eagle Way, Brentwood, £750,000. Oh, let me just put my hand in my pocket. Hey, eh? Any first-time buyers out there, £750,000? Hilarious. Hilarious. I mean, let's see how big... Well, they are over three storeys, I think. Because normally with new builds, they're really... I'm not really keen on the design. They're like a, it's like a brick with windows. I don't know. Do you know what? I really like the, you know, they don't seem to make much effort, really, with these new builds on the actual look of them. Have you noticed that with new properties? They build them. There's some round from where I am, and from a distance, it looks like all the windows have been kicked in, because what they've done on the front of the actual house is they've put like a... like a beige slab. So it's meant to make it look different, you know? But all it looks like is somebody's kicked the window in and it's been boarded up. And that looks like it across all of the houses. What's this? I've got a lovely two-bedroom ground floor masonette with a garden and a garage, which is much more value for money. Come and see it. Oh, thank you very much. People. Well, exactly. Like, I just can't believe... 700... I mean, I know there's people out there who've got 750,000. It's 1,500 square foot. Three bathrooms, as if you need that, four bedrooms, end of terrace. It's over three. Do you know what? Over three floors, I don't think I've got that in me anymore to be up and down three floors. The top floor would never be used. 750,000. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I mean, I'm just moaning now. I'm just moaning. I'm sure I drive past this every day. I'm not very good with my sense of direction, by the way. I thought they were going to be flats, you see. And I thought, oh, that's a good idea. Maybe, is it Eagle Way I'm thinking of? I better look. Maybe I've got the wrong place. I should do a street view, shouldn't I? Will you wait there? Let me do a street view, and then I can tell you if this is the place that I think it is. No, it isn't. It's not that at all, so that's good. Maybe they are building flats a little bit. Whereabouts is it? I'm just trying to think where it is. It's on, I think it's on Western Road, actually. Western Way, I'm going to have a look. Anyway, while I'm doing that, you can listen to some music while I have a look and see. I was just really surprised by 750,000. I was like, whoa. Right, here we go. Peter Andre. Oh, you've got a bit, you know, let's pretend it's sunny.
Baby girl, I said tonight is your lucky night. Peter Andre along with Pablo Rams on in my
hand. I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore. I try to concentrate, my mind wants to explore. The tropical scent of you picks me up above. Let me be with the woman that
Simon Smith, Tiny Sack, Drama King, sing it loud, drag that shit all over town. Play it like a heart attack for you. We play it like a heart attack. So kiss me on the cheek and get along with my girl and all the modern girls, like the modern girl, shaking their ass tonight. Change the fly, body's on, body's wild, body cam, only fans, features bad, only fans. We're playing it like a heart attack for you. We're playing it like a heart attack against all New Jersey's finest, New Yorker, unreliable porter, pop music porter, some guy playing porters. But I'm wearing a heart attack, baby. A Mikey Freedom heart attack. So kiss me on the cheek.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. First on to Brook Street roundabout, which I could see was quite busy this morning. It is now cleared, so there's no issues there. You can get onto the Brook Street roundabout and go round it to your heart's content. A little bit busy around Wilson's Corner, but it normally is, and going past Shenfield Station as well in both directions. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run at the moment, and heading up to the M11, no problems. A little bit busy on the A127, that's heading towards Gallows Corner, and the A12 at right now is flowing very nicely, no issues. Road closures, gas main work on Watchouts Road both ways from Barnard Road to Arnold Way, and remember there might be some nighttime closures between junction 13 and 16. That's why they do the much needed repairs to that section of the A12. Oh, I've got an itchy finger. What does that mean? I love looking these things up, actually. Itchy finger. What does it mean? Itchy finger. No, I don't want a symptom of... No. It's not eczema. No, I just got an itchy finger. I just wondered if it was, superstitions. Is that, maybe I should type itchy finger. Superstitions. There we go. Took me a while. Itchiness of both index and pinky finger is a warning from the... No! I don't want it. I don't want a warning from the universe. Oh, actually, an itchy left or right little finger. No, it's my pointy finger. What does it mean? Pointer finger on the left, that's it. What does it mean when your pointy finger itches? It might mean money's owed to you or loss of... No! Loss of luck. Oh, I don't want that. Intestinal issues such as the large intestine. No! Why have I got... People with gastric problems should massage the index finger. I do have gastric problems, yeah. I have that. I'm massaging my finger now. My finger. To see if I can make it... Oh, itchy. I think I've got bitten by something. What is flying around in this... What is going on? Something's bitten me. I can see a little bite mark. That's wrong.
You say-
very much on this show, but there we go. That is Hello Goodbye. We've got a first play coming up from Ashley Slater with Christmas Lullaby. That's right, after the ads. Easy for me to say.
Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I can't make you take it slow, but let's sit back, relive the possible to live again. Sit with me, remember precious days. Snow kisses your cheek like summer sunshine. Winter is the time to be here. Live in the present, every moment precious. Joy at Christmas time. It's impossible to know where stars may fall, but we know they will. We can be sure the sun will rise and bring new days, memories to love. Snow kisses your cheek like summer sunshine. Winter is the time to be here. Live in the present. Christmas time. Take the time to love what you have got. You've got all that you ever needed, all that you ever wanted to have, wrapped in your loving arms. So cherish what you got there. Be with your loving family tonight. This Christmas night, everything's right. Together we're tied. We're bringing the light. Every Christmas night.
I love it. Oh my gosh. What a fantastic Christmas song. That is Ashley Slater there with Christmas Lullaby. And I'm definitely going to be playing that a lot more. Let's end this hour with Pacifica. This is Anita.
I'll either buy Anita, she said, I leave nearby. Wouldn't on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.